I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, the unexpected connection between breast cancer recovery and dragon boat racing. But first, I'm here with Charlie Pierce for some of the tastiest tidbits from this week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Karen.
The Cleveland Browns are looking for a new head coach, and reports have suggested a very interesting candidate. Who's that?
Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has been rumored to be interested, not interested, but the Browns are rumored to be interested in having her coach. I think it's a great idea. I think they should hire 16 different celebrity coaches, one for each game. She could be the, like, if they want to save her for a real rivalry game, like with Baltimore or something,
sure.
That's fine. I mean, they bring in Drew Carey to coach a game. It can't possibly be any worse than the Browns have been, right?
Amarillo, Texas has a new sheriff in town, or at least a new sheriff-themed minor league baseball mascot. Do you care to weigh in on the Amarillo sod poodles?
Yeah, I have to. Hang on just a second. I have to research this briefly to find out what a sod poodle is. Okay.
It's
a prairie dog.
Yeah.
And it beat out the Boot Scooters, the Bronc Busters, the Jerky. And the long haulers for the nickname.
Well, not to be outdone, the Colorado Sky Sox decided this week that Sky Sox is not a team that sells enough merchandise. So they went with...
The Vibes, man. See, Massachusetts, be aware. When you legalize weed, this is the kind of thing that happens. Not only are they now called the Vibes, man, they have a marshmallow for a s'more, essentially, for a mascot, which some people think looks like Guy Fieri. But I think it looks like a s'more with sunglasses on.
I think it looks delicious.
It does. Really, it really looks tasty, doesn't it? The other options were the Happy Campers, the Lamb Chops, the Punchy Pikas, the Throttle Jockeys, and the Rocky Mountain Oysters. And once again, I warn, please do not overindulge in the newly legal spirits, because this is the kind of thing that can happen.
And finally, Charlie, a match at the Grand Slam of Darts came to a foul end last week, and I'm going to let you try to explain it.
I have to read the Guardian's lead. The world of professional darts has been rocked by two players accusing each other of repeatedly breaking wind during a match. Apparently, the universal darts law of who smelt it dealt it does not apply here. And I am not going to talk anymore about this story because I still have a career to take care of.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Sports Illustrated, and he joins us each week on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen. What's wrong with us this week?